We're up to the seventh chapter, and the seventh chapter was compiled by King David after he spoke badly about King Saul. King Saul is trying to kill him, and David speaks badly about him, and he regrets it. Shigayon le David, King David says, I've erred. And he has erred, but that's not a serious sin on behalf of David. David holds himself to that sin. The song he's saying over Cush. King Saul is called Cush because a Cushi is one who is black. He stands out among white men, which is the majority population of the world. So too, extra pious people are called Cush, black. Black doesn't mean black. Black means one who stands out, and often it means one who stands out in his piety, as King Saul did. Adonai Elohai b'chach asiti yosheni mikol rodefai v'atzileini. Hashem, my God, my faith is in you, and so save me from all those who chase after me. Penitrof karyei nafshi, lest they devour my soul as a lion does. Porek ven matzil. They'll take me apart and none can save me. Who is my hope? What is the theme of the chapter? You are my hope, Hashem. Adonai Elohai masiti zot miyashavel b'chapai. Hashem, my God, have I ever done that? Have I ever done something that was unfair to other people? In gamalti shol mirai v'chalza tzoriri reikam. Have I ever paid people back for the evil that they do unto me? King Saul wants me dead. I could have killed him. I didn't. So I tore his garment, but I didn't kill him. Have I ever treated someone unfairly? If I did that, then let my enemy catch up to me and destroy me. And place my honor down to the dust. But Hashem, you know I never did that. And so I prayed you, Hashem, arise in your anger. And you, Hashem, take out my judgment against my enemies. Take out the anger against my enemies. And you bring justice to the world, the justice that you decreed, because I've never treated people unfairly. I've done a minuscule wrong to King Saul after he sought to have me dead. So many people have wronged me and I never paid them back. And so I turn to Hashem and I say, what's the difference between me and them? Why does one person hurt someone else? Because he figures life's in my hands, so I could hurt him. And if I hurt him, if I cheat on my taxes, if I cheat my fellow man, if I cheat in business, I'll make it good. I'm not that way. That's why I never saw a need to pay people back, because I know you run the show. And that's the theme of this chapter. Hashem, I put my hope in you, and that's why I don't have to take revenge. On the other hand, I turn to you and I say, Hashem, okay, so bring out justice in the world, and we'll pick up here next time, Ezrat Hashem.